Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive into the future of work. We're going to be talking about the fastest growing six-figure jobs coming up in 2025. You know, those roles that could really, I think, help some of our listeners realize their career dreams. You know, you shared an article with us from Forbes magazine called The Five Fastest Growing Six-Figure Jobs in 2025, and it was published just this month, so it's very timely.
It's a fantastic article. It really captures a lot of the big shifts that are happening in the job market.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't just want to, you know, list out those jobs and salaries. We really want to dive deeper, you know, explore why these roles are on the rise, what it actually takes to succeed in them, and what the day-to-day might look like.
Right. We want to make this really tangible for you, you know, help you see how these trends connect to your own skills and passions. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Forbes article kicks off by talking about the job market being in major transformation. And they point to things like the AI explosion, climate action, and just the need for businesses to adapt really quickly. I mean, just a few years ago, nobody was talking about prompt engineers.
It's amazing how quickly things are changing. And this isn't just like a futuristic prediction. It's happening right now. You know, the World Economic Forum predicts that like nearly a quarter of all jobs are going to be completely different in the next 5 years. So exploring these emerging career paths is really a smart move.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's jump into the first job on the list. It looks like it's going to be huge in 2025. Demand generation manager. And the average salary is already sitting pretty at $132,000. And what I find fascinating about this role is it goes way beyond like traditional marketing. Like it's not just about, you know, making a catchy ad campaign anymore.
You're right. Demand generation managers are really like data-driven strategists. They use information from, you know, websites, social media, surveys, all sorts of things, to really figure out what customers want and how to reach them effectively. It's all about creating these personalized experiences that really resonate. Mm-hmm. And think about how you get all those targeted ads online. That's demand generation in action.
So they're like detectives, but for customer desires.
Exactly. And because the digital world changes so quickly, you know, they have to be incredibly adaptable, creative, constantly testing new strategies, and really staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, the article mentions some examples like launching a new product into a whole new market or figuring out how to adapt to like a sudden shift in consumer behavior, maybe like a new social media platform exploding in popularity.
Right. Those are great examples. Really highlights the strategic thinking involved. You know, they need to analyze data, spot trends, come up with creative solutions to complex problems. If you love solving puzzles and figuring out how things work, this could be a great fit.
And plus, you get to see that direct impact of your work on a company's bottom line.
Okay, let's move on to a career path that's not only lucrative, but also taps into this growing focus on sustainability that we're seeing. The solar sales representative. Here's a fact that just blew my mind. The U.S. solar market is already a $30 billion industry, and it's projected to grow by over 13% every year till 2030.
Whoa, that's a massive growth spurt. What's driving that kind of demand? Is it just about people wanting to save money on their energy bills, or is there more to it?
Yeah, while saving money is definitely a factor, it goes deeper than that. People are becoming really concerned about climate change, and they're looking for ways to reduce their carbon footprint. And solar power offers like this tangible solution, allowing them to generate clean energy right at home.
So it's a career that really combines earning potential with a sense of purpose. And speaking of earning potential, the average salary for a solar sales rep is $156,000. But it's not just about selling solar panels, is it?
Now you hit the nail on the head. Successful solar sales reps are more like trusted advisors. They take the time to understand their clients' needs, help them navigate the often complex world of solar technology and incentives, and, you know, guide them towards the best solution for their situation.
So it really sounds like building those relationships and that trust is a major part of the job.
Absolutely. It's about educating people and empowering them to make these informed decisions about their energy future. And, you know, as solar technology continues to advance, those solutions become even more diverse and sophisticated.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're passionate about clean energy and you enjoy connecting with people and making a difference, this could be a really rewarding path, both personally and financially.
Now let's shift gears to a field that's been making headlines for years, and for good reason, data science. I mean, we're talking about a projected 36% job growth by 2033, which is astronomical compared to the average growth of like 3% for most other fields.
Yeah, the demand is skyrocketing, and so are the salaries. We're looking at an average of $160,607 a year, which is Pretty impressive. But what do they do all day? I think some people get this confused with data analysts.
You're right, there's a key difference there. Data analysts focus on interpreting existing data. Data scientists take it a step further. They build what are called predictive models, which basically means they use data to forecast, future trends and behaviors. So imagine a company wants to know which of their products will be most popular next year. A data scientist can use past sales data, social media trends, all sorts of factors to predict that.
So it's like having a crystal ball, but powered by data.
Exactly. They uncover these hidden patterns in massive data sets and help businesses make smarter decisions, whether it's about launching a new product, optimizing their marketing, or even predicting equipment failures before they happen.
Okay, so they need a strong analytical mind, obviously, and they probably need to be pretty comfortable with technology, right?
Absolutely. They work with complex algorithms and statistical models, often using programming languages like Python and R. But it's not just about crunching numbers. The best data scientists are also creative thinkers. They can see the big picture and communicate their insights in a way that anyone can understand.
So if you love solving puzzles, digging into data, and using technology to uncover hidden truths, this might be the field for you. Let's talk about a role that's crucial to the healthcare industry. Even though it doesn't always get the spotlight it deserves, the medical and health services manager.
Yeah, these are the people working behind the scenes to ensure that, hospitals, nursing homes, doctors' offices run smoothly and efficiently. Think about it. Healthcare involves a lot of moving parts. Doctors, nurses, patients, insurance companies, it gets complicated.
And with the population aging rapidly and the shift towards these group medical practices, the demand for these professionals is only going to increase. We're talking a projected growth rate of 29% with an average salary of $110,680.
That's right. And their responsibilities are vast. They manage budgets, oversee staffing, ensure compliance with all the healthcare regulations, which are constantly changing, and they even leverage technology to streamline operations.
It sounds like a pretty demanding job, but also really impactful. You're literally helping to shape the way healthcare is delivered.
Exactly. Medical and health services managers need to be excellent leaders, organizers, problem solvers, communicators. They're the ones who keep everything running smoothly, so doctors and nurses can focus on providing the best possible care.
So if you're someone who thrives in a fast-paced environment, loves taking on challenges, and wants to make a real difference in healthcare, this could be a great path.
All right, let's talk about the final job on our list. And it's the one that I think really showcases just how quickly the world of work is changing, the prompt engineer.
Yeah, this is the newest and maybe the most intriguing job on the list. And it's a direct result of the AI revolution that's happening all around us. And we're talking about an average salary of $183,000, which is pretty eye-catching. But honestly, I'm not even sure what a prompt engineer does.
Well, it's a brand new field, so that's understandable. Basically, prompt engineers are the people who design and refine the prompts, the instructions that are given to AI tools like ChatGPT or Midjourney. So think of it like this. You want ChatGPT to write you a poem in the style of Shakespeare.
Okay, so far so good.
The prompt engineer's job is to figure out exactly how to phrase that request so that ChatGPT understands what you're looking for and produces the best possible result. It's about understanding the nuances of language and how AI interprets those nuances.
So they're like AI whisperers.
That's a great way to put it. They bridge the gap between human intention and artificial intelligence, shaping the way AI interacts with the world. And it's not just about creative writing. Prompt engineers are being used in all sorts of fields, from generating code to writing marketing copy to creating those like realistic images for video games.
It sounds like a job that requires like a unique blend of creativity and technical skill and just a deep understanding of language.
You're exactly right. And it's a field that's evolving rapidly. So prompt engineers need to be adaptable and eager to learn new things. But the possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah, and McKinsey reports that 7% of companies are already actively hiring for this role, which is incredible growth for a job that barely existed a year ago.
It just goes to show how quickly the landscape is shifting.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. We've explored five fascinating career paths that are not only in high demand, but also offer the chance to be part of, shaping the future. What are your initial thoughts?
I think what's most exciting is that these roles represents such a diverse range of skills and passions. There's something here for everyone, whether you're drawn to data, technology, creativity, or making a positive impact on the world.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the fastest growing six-figure jobs of 2025. In part one, we introduced you to five incredible career paths. You know, these are the ones that are really shaping the future of work. Now let's shift gears and explore what it actually takes to succeed in these roles.
Yeah, let's unpack the skills, the qualifications, and even the day-to-day realities. You know, so you can make a really informed decision about your own career journey.
Sounds good to me. Let's start with the demand generation manager. We talked about how they're these data-driven strategists that use all sorts of information to figure out what makes customers tick. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, imagine you're working for a company that's launching a new fitness app. As a demand generation manager, you'd be responsible for, you know, creating a buzz, attracting new users.
Okay, so where would you even begin?
You would start by diving deep into data. You'd analyze demographics, look at trends in the fitness industry, figure out where your target audience hangs out online. Maybe they're on Instagram. Maybe they're listening to health and wellness podcasts. Maybe they're reading fitness blogs. Your job is to find them.
So it's like being a digital detective.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you know where they are, you can start crafting those targeted campaigns. Maybe you create engaging social media posts, you partner with fitness influencers, you develop email marketing campaigns that offer free trials or exclusive content. You know, it's all about getting the right message in front of the right people at the right time.
And you'd be constantly measuring the results of those campaigns too, right? Seeing what's working, what's not, and making adjustments along the way.
Absolutely. Demand generation managers are all about data-driven decision-making. So they use tools to track website traffic, social media engagement, conversion rates. If a particular campaign isn't performing well, they'll tweak it or scrap it all together and try something new. They're constantly experimenting and optimizing.
Sounds like a pretty fast-paced and dynamic role.
It definitely is. And, you know, because that digital landscape is constantly changing, you need to be adaptable. You need to be willing to embrace those new technologies and platforms. You know, one day you might be focused on Facebook ads. The next day it's all about TikTok. You have to be a lifelong learner in this field.
Speaking of lifelong learning, let's talk about solar sales representatives. We know the solar industry is booming, but what does a typical day look like for someone in this role? Do they spend all their time knocking on doors?
Not necessarily. While door-to-door sales can be part of the job, a lot of solar sales reps work with leads that are generated through online marketing referrals or industry events. They might spend their day meeting with potential clients, you know, in their homes or businesses, assessing their energy needs, designing those customized solar solutions.
So it's more about being a consultant than like a hard sell salesperson.
Exactly. It's about building relationships, educating people about solar energy, and helping them make informed decisions. You need to be able to explain, you know, these complex technical concepts in a way that anyone can understand. And you need to be able to answer their questions honestly and thoroughly.
I imagine there's a lot of problem solving involved, too.
There definitely is. You might encounter clients with, you know, unique roofing situations or maybe budget constraints, or they're concerned about the aesthetics of the solar panels. Your job is to find creative solutions and make sure the client feels confident and comfortable with their investment.
And keeping up with the latest advancements in solar technology is probably crucial as well.
Absolutely. New panels, inverters, battery storage options are constantly hitting the market. You need to be knowledgeable about the pros and cons of each. You're constantly learning and evolving in this field.
Now let's dive into the world of data science. I think a lot of people imagine data scientists spending all day just staring at spreadsheets and writing complex code. Is that accurate?
Well, there's definitely some truth to that. You know, data scientists work with massive data sets, and they need to be proficient in these programming languages like Python and R to analyze that data effectively. But it's not just about crunching numbers.
So what else does it involve?
A big part of the job is asking the right questions. You know, what are we trying to learn from this data? What trends can we uncover? What predictions can we make? It's about using data to tell a story and to drive those strategic decisions.
And how do they communicate those stories? Do they like present their findings to executives or create fancy reports?
It can be a mix of both. They might present their findings in meetings, create visualizations and dashboards that make that data easy to understand, or even develop algorithms that automate certain tasks. You know, they're the bridge between that raw data and the actual insights.
Okay, so they need a blend of technical skills, analytical thinking, and communication skills.
Exactly. And as AI becomes, you know, increasingly integrated into data science, being comfortable with machine learning and deep learning techniques is becoming more and more important. Imagine being able to build an AI model that predicts customer churn or identifies fraudulent transactions. That's the kind of power a data scientist can wield.
Wow, that's incredible. Now let's switch gears to the unsung heroes of the healthcare system, the medical and health services managers. We talked about their vast responsibilities, from managing budgets to ensuring regulatory compliance. Can you give us a glimpse into their day-to-day life?
Okay, picture this. You're the medical and health services manager for a busy hospital. You start your day by reviewing patient satisfaction surveys and checking in with department heads, address any pressing issues.
Okay, so you're dealing with a lot of people and a lot of information right from the start.
Absolutely. Then you might meet with the finance team to discuss budget allocations, analyze staffing levels to ensure adequate patient care, and work with IT to implement a new electronic health record system.
Sounds like you need to be incredibly organized and able to juggle a lot of priorities at once.
You definitely need to be a master of multitasking. You might also be involved in strategic planning, like expanding services to meet the needs of the community or implementing new telehealth programs.
And all of this while staying on top of the ever-changing healthcare regulations and ensuring that the hospital is providing high-quality care.
It's a challenging role, but also incredibly rewarding. You're at the heart of the healthcare system. You're making decisions that impact the lives of patients and staff every day.
Finally, let's return to the fascinating world of prompt engineering. We know that they're like the AI whisperers who help us get the most out of tools like ChatGPT, but how do they actually go about crafting those prompts? Is it like some magical process?
Well, it might feel magical to someone who's not familiar with AI, but it's actually a very systematic process.
Can you walk us through it?
Imagine you want ChatGPT to generate, like, a creative marketing campaign for a new line of eco-friendly shoes.
Okay. That sounds like a fun challenge.
As a prompt engineer, you wouldn't just type in, write a marketing campaign. You'd need to provide ChatGPT with much more specific instructions. You might tell it the target audience, the key selling points of the shoes, the desired tone of the campaign, even examples of successful marketing campaigns from other brands.
So it's about providing context and guidance, not just a vague request.
Exactly. You're essentially teaching the AI what you want it to do. And it often involves a lot of experimentation and iteration. You might try different phrasings, adjust the level of detail, or even use different AI models to see which one produces the best results.
It sounds like it's a constant process of learning and refining.
It definitely is. And because AI technology is advancing so rapidly, prompt engineers are constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's amazing to think that a job that barely existed a few years ago is now playing such a crucial role in shaping how we interact with AI.
It just goes to show how quickly the world of work is evolving.
So we've explored those day-to-day realities of these five fascinating careers. What are some key takeaways for our listeners as they consider their own career path?
I think it's important to remember that these are just a few examples of the many exciting opportunities that are emerging.
Right. These roles represent a shift towards skills that are adaptable, that are transferable across industries.
Absolutely. The ability to analyze data, communicate effectively, solve problems creatively, and embrace those new technologies. Those are the skills that will be in high demand no matter what the future holds.
So in part three, let's delve into those specific qualifications and experiences you might need to land these dream jobs, and really how to position yourself for success in this rapidly changing world. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the fastest growing six-figure jobs of 2025. We've explored the why behind these booming careers, and we peeked behind the curtain at what they actually involve day to day. And now it's time to talk strategy.
Exactly. Let's get tactical. Let's talk about, those specific qualifications and experiences that you can focus on to land these dream jobs.
All right, let's start with the demand generation manager. You mentioned earlier this role requires a blend of marketing savvy, data analysis skills, and just a knack for staying ahead of trends. What kind of educational background would set someone up for success?
Well, a bachelor's degree in marketing, business, or a related field is typically the starting point. You want a solid foundation in, marketing principles, consumer behavior, market research.
But it's not just about textbook knowledge.
No, you're absolutely right. Hands-on experience is crucial. So look for internships, volunteer opportunities, even freelance projects where you can really get your hands dirty with things like, managing social media campaigns, creating email marketing workflows, or analyzing website traffic data.
And what about certifications? Are there any specific ones that stand out in this field?
Yeah, there are tons of valuable certifications out there that can demonstrate your expertise and, your commitment to professional development. Some popular options include Google Analytics certification, HubSpot's inbound marketing certification, or even certifications in those specific social media platforms like Facebook or LinkedIn.
So it's a combination of that formal education, practical experience, and keeping your skills sharp.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of networking. Attend industry events, connect with people on LinkedIn, join online communities, really immerse yourself in that world of digital marketing.
Now let's switch gears to the solar sales representative. This role seems like it would require a different set of skills. You know, less about digital marketing and more about interpersonal communication and building trust. Would you agree?
Absolutely. While a college degree isn't always required for this role, having strong communication and sales skills is a must. You need to be able to connect with people, understand their needs, and explain the benefits of solar energy in a way that's, you know, clear, compelling, and persuasive.
So someone who's naturally outgoing and enjoys building relationships might have a head start.
Definitely. But even if you're not a born salesperson, you know, these skills can be learned and developed. Take courses in public speaking, join a Toastmasters club, even practice your pitch with friends and family.
And what about technical knowledge? Do you need to be an expert in solar technology to succeed in this role?
You don't need to be an engineer, but you do need to have a solid understanding of how solar panels work, the different types of systems that are available, and the financial incentives, you know, associated with going solar.
So how do you gain that knowledge?
Well, many solar companies offer training programs for their sales representatives. And there are also industry-specific certifications available, like the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners Certification, or NABCP.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. Those certifications would definitely demonstrate, you know, your credibility and commitment to the field.
Exactly. And staying up to date on those latest advancements in solar technology is crucial. Attend industry conferences, read trade publications, follow thought leaders on social media, be a sponge for knowledge.
Now let's dive into the world of data science. This field is obviously very hot right now, but it also seems pretty intimidating, especially for someone who doesn't have like a super strong technical background. What's the best way to break into data science?
You're right, it can seem daunting, but it's definitely achievable with the right approach. A bachelor's degree in a STEM field, you know, like computer science, mathematics, or statistics, is typically the minimum requirement.
And I imagine a master's or even a doctoral degree would open even more doors.
Absolutely. But even if you're not pursuing an advanced degree, there are tons of online resources available to help you build those necessary skills. You know, platforms like Coursera, edX, and Udacity offer courses in data analysis, machine learning, and programming languages like Python and R.
So you can essentially create your own data science curriculum.
Exactly. And don't just focus on theory. Get your hands dirty with those real-world projects. Participate in data science competitions on platforms like Kaggle. Analyze publicly available data sets. Even volunteer your skills to help a nonprofit.
Yeah, building a portfolio of projects would definitely impress potential employers.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of networking in this field. Yeah. Attend data science meetups, connect with people on LinkedIn, follow those influential data scientists on Twitter. Really immerse yourself in that community.
Now, for medical and health services managers, this role seems like it would require a unique blend of leadership skills, organizational prowess, and, you know, knowledge of the healthcare system. What's the typical path to becoming a successful manager in this field?
A bachelor's degree in healthcare administration, public health, or related field is usually the starting point. You'll want a solid understanding of healthcare policy, finance, legal issues, quality management.
And a lot of employers prefer candidates with a master's degree, right?
That's right. A master's in healthcare administration, or MHA, or a master's in business administration, MBA, with a focus on healthcare can give you a competitive edge.
But beyond degrees, what kind of experience would make someone stand out in this field?
Look for opportunities to develop your leadership and management skills. Volunteer to lead a project at work, join a professional organization, and take on a leadership role. Even consider starting your own small business.
And gaining experience in a healthcare setting is probably pretty important too.
Absolutely. Internships, part-time jobs, or even volunteer work in a hospital, a clinic, or a nursing home. You know, those can give you valuable insights into the day-to-day realities of the healthcare system.
So it's a combination of education, leadership experience, and a passion for healthcare that paves the way.
Exactly. And as with any career path, networking is key. Attend healthcare conferences. Join those professional organizations like the American College of Healthcare Executives, or ACHE. Connect with people on LinkedIn. build your network, and learn from others.
Finally, let's circle back to that fascinating world of prompt engineering. This field is so new, there's not really a traditional career path yet. What advice would you give to someone who's intrigued by this role and wants to explore it further?
Well, since it is such a new and evolving field, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But I would say first and foremost, develop a strong foundation in language and communication. Take courses in linguistics, creative writing, technical writing, anything that helps you really understand the nuances of language and how to use it effectively.
And since prompt engineering involves working with AI, having some technical knowledge would probably be helpful too.
You're absolutely right. Familiarize yourself with the basics of artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing. There are tons of online courses and resources available to help you get started.
And what about practical experience? How do you gain experience in a field that's barely even defined yet?
That's the challenge, but also the exciting part. You know, start experimenting with AI tools like ChatGPT and Midjourney. Play around with different prompts, see what works, what doesn't, and really develop your own intuition for how to guide the AI to produce those results that you're looking for.
So it's about being a pioneer, a trailblazer in this brand new field.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to share your experiments and insights with others. Write blog posts, create tutorials, contribute to online communities, help shape the future of prompt engineering.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored five incredible career paths that are not only in high demand, but also represent, you know, the cutting edge of innovation. What are your final thoughts for our listener as they kind of embark on their own career exploration?
I think the key takeaway is that the future of work is full of possibilities. It's about being adaptable, curious, and willing to embrace that lifelong learning. The jobs of tomorrow might not even exist today. So be open to exploring those new paths and developing those skills that will be valuable no matter how the landscape shifts.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box. The traditional career ladder is becoming more of a jungle gym. You can move laterally, diagonally, even create your own path.
That's such a great analogy. It's about being proactive, taking ownership of your career journey, and building a portfolio of skills and experiences that make you uniquely valuable.
We hope this deep dive has been helpful and inspiring. Now go out there, explore, experiment, and make your mark on the world.
And remember, the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.